The proposed 5-month summer schedule is peak times for the Alaska Marine Highway System, but many communities will get only limited service.
We need to get more ships in the water.
That's Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman. He's concerned about long gaps, despite lawmakers' efforts to fully fund the Marine Highway System.
Sitka getting, you know, 4 ships a month, 2 north, 2 south, with right under 9,000 people. And that's a lot of people.
He's co-chair of the powerful Senate Finance Committee. Last year, he worked with coastal allies in the State House of Representatives to funnel more money into the ferries. But much of the extra funding was vetoed by Governor Mike Dunleavy. Erling Wally says that leaves no slack in the system if and when one of the aging ferries breaks down. He's a regional leader with the Inland Boatmen's Union, the largest of the 3 ferry unions.
With all the deferred maintenance that's been going on over the years, you know, it would be good to have a vessel on just for backup in case one of the boats breaks down for one reason or another.
The unions made similar warnings in years past. When the Matanuska ferry broke down a year ago, there was no immediate replacement. That effectively shut down the Marine Highway's regional service for more than 2 months. That's not to say the state isn't spending money on upgrading its ships. The Department of Transportation wouldn't make anyone available for an interview, but the agency confirmed to Coast Alaska that it recently spent about $4.4 million to have side doors installed on the 2 Alaska-class ferries. The work was done at the Vigor Alaska Shipyard in Ketchikan, and that's the same facility that built the 2 ships for $120 million in a sole-source contract using state money. The Taslina entered service in 2019 and did a few runs last year, but since then it has been almost completely idle, and its sister ship Hubbard hasn't spent a day in service. Both are slated to remain tied up in Ketchikan despite the recent upgrades. So why are the newest boats in the fleet staying tied up while the ferry puts out fewer and fewer sailings on its older vessels? For one, DOT says the Alaska-class ferries aren't suitable to the fleet's immediate needs. They were built as day boats, so they don't have crew quarters, and that means they can't run for more than 12 hours at a time. And those new side doors? Well, that would allow them to tie up in communities with smaller docks if they had the range to get there. The legislature added funding for crew quarters, but that was part of the ferry package that was mostly erased by Dunleavy's vetoes. And there are 2 other modern ferries that have been tied up, a pair of catamarans that the state is trying to sell. But at a recent auction, they received 1 lowball bid that was less than half the minimum price. Meanwhile, Stedman says the state is paying a lot of money to more mothballed ships.
Well, we need to cut some of our losses. If we're not going to sail those ships ever again, we need to get rid of them.
In the meantime, Southeast Alaska and Prince William Sound will be serviced by ships built in the 1970s, and the monthly Aleutian run will be done by the Tustamina, which entered service 5 years before Neil Armstrong walked on the moon.
We need to get a replacement plan for these ships, and we need to get them funded. We need to agree on a dollar amount every year and a budget to set it aside so we can get these ships replaced. And right now, there's nothing. And that is alarming.
A lot of these issues were addressed in last year's Marine Highway Report that was commissioned by the governor. Stedman served on that working group and says its recommendations will be presented in detail to the legislature.
I think this winter is going to be very telling if we can make some forward progress in trying to stabilize the Marine Highway. I'm concerned about the schedule that's been presented for consideration by the public. I hope the public and encourage them to call in.
He's referring to the upcoming February 8th public hearing. Already, some communities have concerns. Cake, a village on Kuprinoff Island, recently learned that it isn't on the skeletal summer schedule at all.
For some reason, we're the black sheep of Southeast, I guess.
Joel Jackson is president of Cake's tribal government. He says the village of 500 people was off the schedule last summer, too.
I don't understand what is going on, and we don't very much appreciate it.
In a follow-up email, a state transportation spokesman says Cake's lack of ferry service was an oversight. It would be getting 2 ferries a month after all. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.